This local and regional news update is brought to you exclusively by Liberty Bank at 12th and Main in Batesville, the bank that's open from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality is coming down hard on an Izard County company. It has filed a court complaint against Bluebird Sand LLC at its facility near Mount Pleasant for what the ADEQ says was allowing sediment-laden water from its sand cleaning operation to flow into a nearby creek, killing fish. Company officials have said they had already decided to voluntarily shut down the operation last Friday before the complaint was filed in Izard County Circuit Court. They said they would keep it shut until new equipment that would prevent the problem is up and running. The ADEQ complaint seeks an order halting all operations until Bluebird gets wastewater discharge permits, and the ADEQ also seeks a $250,000 fine. The Batesville City Council last night, in its last meeting of 2010, selected a new fire chief, a decision that has been in the making for over a year. The new chief is really the old chief. Interim Fire Chief Brent Gleghorn was named to officially take over the Batesville Fire Department. The council made their selection from 18 applicants from three states, Illinois, Texas, and Arkansas. Mayor Rick Ellenbaugh said the selection committee was looking for someone who could work with businesses, individuals, youth, other departments in the county. And Brent Gleghorn met all those qualifications. In other council business, Paige Hubbard was named to replace Richard O'Neill on the council. O'Neill moved out of the city limits and also approved a lease with Flowers Baking Company that will allow the company to improve productivity and public safety as well. The lease will allow Flowers to pipe raw materials 25 feet in the air across Lawrence Street, taking those big trucks off the street that now unload those raw materials by parking on part of Lawrence near Highway 167. The City Council also recognized outgoing city officials, City Attorney Scott Stalker and City Councilman Matt McDonald.
Now you can do your banking anytime, anywhere. Mobile banking from Liberty Bank of Arkansas gives you instant access to your accounts right from your phone. Using your web browser of your mobile device, go to liberty2go.com. That's with the number 2. Log on to view account details, history, and make immediate transfers. Mobile banking from Liberty Bank will help you manage your time and your money. Visit liberty2go.com today and get started banking on the go. That's real banking only at Liberty Bank of Arkansas. Member FDIC.
We brought you the story yesterday afternoon and earlier this morning about the Batesville School Board Monday night expelling four students, Superintendent Dr. Randy Willison.
You know, my responsibility, I don't teach class, I don't coach a team. My responsibility is to provide a learning environment and an opportunity for people to do what they do well, to support the principals and to support the teachers so the teachers can teach and the kids can learn. And unfortunately, a lot of these things are part of that, creating the best learning environment possible. But we also have to remember that we're talking about children and helping children learn, individual children learn, to make good choices and good decisions. And sometimes that means there has to be a consequence. When I was assistant principal, what I used to say was, if I want to convince you to change your behavior, I have to give you a reason. And sometimes that reason has to be difficult or unpleasant. And I would prefer to give you a positive reason. But I just want to help people learn to make better choices. And that's what we do. We help children develop into adults.
And you'd have to say that expulsion certainly is a last alternative.
It's the last alternative, but you know, sometimes that can be a real strong wake-up call. And our desire is to help children recognize, and parents too, that what's going on is not acceptable, and to help find a better way. And expulsion is the last resort. I want folks to understand that it's not a matter of us saying we're going to kick this problem to the curb and never go back. That student still lives in Batesville. That student is still part of the school district, and we need to find the best way to serve that student's needs while we provide for everybody else's needs as well.
Batesville Public School Superintendent Dr. Randy Willison. Independence County Sheriff's Office Shop with a Cop program was held last night. Here's a comment on that program from the public.
This is Teresa Ellenbaugh, and I just wanted to thank the Independence County Sheriff's Department for the kindness and caring that they showed our foster children last night by taking them shopping at Walmart. It really makes a difference in those children's lives, I believe. It shows them that our police department do care, and they're not there to hurt them, that they are actually there to help them. And I do appreciate everything that they've done for all these children. Thank you.
And that brings you right up to date. Gary B. for Arkansas 103.3 KWOZ. This local and regional news update has been brought to you exclusively by Liberty Bank in Batesville. The bank with same-day posting, no matter the time of transaction.